When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to On Texas Football, a little special live stream here. We got some breaking news out of Austin today. Texas losing a defensive starter. We talked about this this morning on Coffee and Football, that I had heard that Texas might lose a defensive starter to the portal. That indeed has happened just a few minutes ago. Terrence Brooks, young man out of Little Elm, has announced that he will enter the transfer portal from the University of Texas. Steve Sarkisian, undergoing his annual post-spring talks. And apparently he and Brooks met yesterday. Brooks has decided to transfer. Jerry, your initial thoughts on this? I have some follow-up thoughts as well. We're going to be taking a few questions during this live stream. Jerry, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I guess my main thought is 2 years of starting experience, essentially, a year and a half, whatever you want to call it. So that's, you know, what, 17 games, 18 games of starting experience lost. So, look, I mean, when this happens, for whatever reason it happens, which you'll get into and we'll talk about more, now you better go score in the portal. That's all I got to say. Else depth becomes an issue.
Yeah, it does become an issue. Gavin Holmes still in Austin, the young man that started 2 years at Wake Forest, he would probably be your next guy up. You also have Kobe Black and Wardell Mack, as well as Warren Roberson on campus. But Brooks, you know, this is a situation that we find ourselves in now, Jerry. That makes seven Longhorns in the portal from the scholarship list. This is the situation. You know, you get into this and guys want NIL that may be at a different level than what they may be worth in some regards, right? And when those two things come at loggerheads, somebody has to make a decision. And I don't know if all of what that is, but I'm sure that, frankly, you know, I don't know how much Saturday's game had to play in this for Terrence Brooks. But it certainly was one of those situations where it looked like he did not play his best game. Not sure exactly all of this. I'm sure it wasn't set in motion over one situation. That would be just ridiculous to say so. But Longhorns, clearly, Jerry, and I think you're probably the same mindset. We talked about them looking for big game hunting in the portal, potentially anywhere, and one of them might be cornerback. Well, they love Manny Muhammad. There's reason for that. But that second corner spot, let's see what it looks like now. A guy like Takario Davis out of Arizona has to be one of the guys that Texas looks to. 6'4". Kid that can really run. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, people are bringing up Cormani McClain immediately. I don't see that. We'll see what happens.
He's not a starter. Yeah. Texas has talented cornerbacks. They're looking for a starter. Cormani McClain wasn't a starter at Colorado.
Yeah, they're looking for somebody who has length. Now that they have this need, that can really run with X receivers in the SEC, that are guys who are bigger, longer athletes than what Texas saw consistently in the Big 12, is what you're going to see at that outside receiver in the SEC. So what they're looking for, and you mentioned Takario Davis at Arizona, he's the top guy in the portal right now. There's no question about it. And obviously he played at Arizona for Johnny Nansen. But he is that type of guy that they'll be looking for. And there aren't many guys like Takario Davis around, right? I mean, he was 6'3", that can play corner, that can turn and really run like that and cover the length of the field and run with fast receivers. But that's what you're going to be looking for. And, you know, now, I mean, look, there's a little pressure to deliver on this one because you don't Texas. Look, Texas didn't enter in the spring planning to have deciding which freshman or two are going to be the third and the fourth corner. So that's not the game plan here. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Here's another thing to think of, and that is that Jadae Barron at times this spring, Jerry, ran at corner ahead of Terrence Brooks.
Yeah.
Would this be a scenario where Barron gets a look at corner and Jalen Gilbo then steps into the starting role at star? That could be a possibility for the Longhorns as well. And again, magnify the issue of NIL in this day and age where, you know, there's not just unlimited funds to pay everybody whatever they want to make, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And people, Jadae Barron, you know, Rod Babers doesn't think that's a natural spot for him. I defer to Rod on this. I agree, but I'll defer to Rod on this. I'm sure he'll be talking about it tonight on Longhorn live stream. But yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting. I think Gilbo is a star for those wondering. I think Gilbo's been brought up. I think the answer for Texas is going to have to come out of the portal on this one, because neither one of those guys are what we were talking about earlier, what I referenced earlier, bigger, longer guy that can really run vertically down the field with the bigger athletes at outside receiver, X receiver, whatever you want to call it, that are all in the SEC. I'm talking Barry and Brown at Kentucky. Couple of guys like that Texas will face. There's some burners with length in this conference. There's a little bit more depth in the SEC at that position. And I think Texas is going to be looking to find guy, somebody out of the portal that can match up with some of those players a little better than what they have right now.
Yep. Speaking with Jerry Hamilton, we're going to do this as the recruiting breakdown. We were in the middle of filming the regular recruiting breakdown, Jerry, when this news broke. We had been hearing about it. You and I talked about it last night. That's when I put the note up on the board about the potential defensive starter portaling. That has now come to pass in a young man, young man out of Little Elm, Terrence Brooks. I want to say thank you to our sponsor. That's Mark Saunders, Texas Allstate agent. He is the only insurance agent you need. Everything from your home, car, and boat to your motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Call local Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders anywhere, Austin, Round Rock, the whole area. Office today at 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? With more than 33 years of experience, you will be with Texas alum Mark Saunders. If you're looking for someone local to the Austin Round Rock area, give him a call, 512-218-8571. We appreciate his sponsorship.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, let's get going into some questions here, Jerry, that people are and comments that people are putting up, because I think some of these comments are a little over the top, you know, and I want to make sure, like this one, and I don't mean that to take offense here, live free, rent free in UT. Will Brooks go back to Ohio State? I don't see him going back to Ohio State, Jerry. I can see a Texas Tech. Well, or he's not going to start at Ohio State right now.
The Ohio State staff, which he committed to, is no longer there. I mean, so that was a big key in when he flipped to Texas initially out of high school, was that staff going to have a shakeup, which it eventually did, which really opened the door for the Texas flip there. And I think the family liked the idea of him being closer to home, the tail end of that recruitment as it went on. But we can't go to the SEC. So that leaves your Big Ten, that leaves your ACC, or that leaves your Big 12. He'll land somewhere in one of those conferences, and it's too early to even guess on that. I don't see Ohio State. I think they're pretty much locked and loaded at that position right now. You know, so we'll see who really makes a run at Terrence Brooks, and does he stay close to home? I and look,
They could be USC or somebody like that.
Well, and here's the other thing. He's a good player. He will command a certain level of NIL. That's going to remove 20 teams to start. So
it'll remove 60.
Yeah. I'm being nice there. Yeah, it'll remove a lot. So people have asked about Takario Davis. We mentioned him. Look, I think he's going to be the top guy that Texas goes after. When we talk about the tall guy with length that can turn and run vertically down the field against the bigger, faster, longer arm outside receivers in the SEC, he's the top guy on the board. So I think we're going to see Texas try to make a move there on Takario Davis. Where that goes, we don't know yet. We do know that Johnny Nansen coached him at Arizona. Obviously, there's some connection there, but we'll have to see where that plays out. Takario Davis has a lot of suitors. And we'll probably have all those teams we talk about in these national recruitments are going to probably be involved with Takario Davis.
I want to go back and live rent free. Here's the issue that I have with Terrence Brooks. I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's a great player. And right now, and this is the reality of it. A lot of people are wanting to be great players and trying to command elite whatever from teams like Ohio State and USC and Tennessee and Texas and A&M, et cetera. The reality of it is that a lot of those teams have DBs right now that probably rank ahead of Terrence Brooks. So just keep that in mind as you look down the situations. All right.
Bobby, I'll also say this. If he go – look, Manny Muhammad's – is a better boundary corner, right?
Yep.
So Terrence Brooks isn't playing boundary corner at Texas unless Manny Muhammad goes down. I think if Terrence Brooks gets into a scheme where he plays boundary corner, he's suddenly a better player.
I agree.
So there's something to be said. So if he goes somewhere and is better than people think, that won't be a total shock. I think Terrence Brooks has a future beyond college football. It may be at safety. It may be at a boundary corner, scheme dependent. But we'll see what happens.
You know, Gary Patterson recruited him as a safety.
Loved him as a player. Yep.
Yeah. And so that may be a situation as well that we'll have to wait and see exactly what that means. All right. This one for Just for Dude. Just a Dude. Really curious what the reason was his job not secured? Well, I know from hearing from people behind the scenes, he did not like Jahdae Barron getting first team run ahead of him at corner at times. But I really believe this also came down to not necessarily matching up what NIL he thought might be due, et cetera. That's really where I think the rubber hit the road, so to speak. Yeah. And so whenever that happens, I mean, Texas, it happened a couple of years ago. I don't know if people remember Marcus Washington,
a young wide
receiver out of St. Louis that ended up going and spending his final season at Nebraska. Well, he came in with a demand of sorts, and Texas said no, and so that happened. And I don't know if that's exactly what happened here today or yesterday, actually, between the two parties. But I don't think they were able to meet in the middle or anywhere in that vicinity, and so they've moved on. Now, Terrence Brooks putting his name in the NCAA transfer portal, according to his Twitter account at this point. All right, Jerry, you know, my question for you here that's really interesting is, you know, other than Takario Davis, there are going to be other guys that are still out there that people are looking at. And so is there anybody in the portal right now that you know of other than Takario Davis that might be that level of guy for Texas to look at corner?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if anybody jumps in. There's 7 days. For guys to jump in. The portal closes April 30th, 11:59 p.m. With Terrence Brooks jumping in today, he won't be the last corner to jump in. I think Takario Davis is the number one guy right now, and we'll see if anybody else matches what Texas is looking for. We'll do some more research on that one.
Gotcha. How about this one, Jerry? Shannon Hansen, the Super Chat. Is this the year Terry Joseph, the Texas cornerback coach, needs to earn that contract? What do you think there?
You know, I think I think, look, he got extended a year, right? So it didn't get extended multiple years. So I think that in itself says that Sarkisian wants to see improvement out of the corner position. I mean, yeah. I think that's pretty obvious just by who got extensions multi-year and who did not. So there's no way around that. So I think it's a big year. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a big year in total because I think Sark's looking for continued improvement. They're going to have to do that now without Terrence Brooks as a part of the football team, the young cornerback entering the transfer portal. All right, this one from AJJ Sports. Would Davis, in your opinion, Jerry, be considered an upgrade over Brooks? I haven't seen him play at all. I will just say, I'm going to ask you this, but I think he would. So I'll just put that out there. But go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, no, I think he would be, yes. I think Takario Davis is a he's got the size, he's got the length, he can turn and really run down the field. He was an all Pac-12 level caliber cornerback. I think he believe he led the conference in PBUs last year. He's a guy who's high on the NFL draft boards next year. I'm not saying first round pick. There's a lot that has to play out with all that next season. Just look at mock drafts and how much they change from what'll be next Sunday through the college football season. But I do think he's a higher value guy at corner for NFL guys. He's for what we've talked about, what Texas feels like they need in the SEC. I think he's an upgrade there. Yes.
Hey, this is a great question too. JS Hooper, if it's NIL, are agents becoming an issue? Agents are definitely becoming an issue above and beyond anything to do with Terrence Brooks. There are guys out there now getting agents that, you know, haven't played a down in 3 years. So I don't know exactly what they're expecting to get out of that, but there are those kind of guys that are certainly out there right now trying to represent players that, you know, frankly, I don't know what their NIL is valued at if they're third string and not seeing the field. But this is the case. With Brooks, I don't think that's the case. I think that he probably needs an agent, et cetera, but probably also not getting to the level that he's at. Hey, Jerry, I want to take a step back. Now, we talked about Terrence Brooks a lot. This is also the recruiting breakdown for this week. I want you to talk next about the defensive tackle position and what Texas is doing in the portal. Give me 3 to 5 minutes on that if you get a chance.
Yeah, so Dominic Williams out of TCU, the transfer out of TCU, should be making his way down to Austin after he finishes up class today, or he's scheduled to be coming down to Austin after he finishes up class today. That'll be a get in this evening. Probably we'll have some dinner with the Texas staff. Do that tonight, and then Wednesday will be an all day at the University of Texas with Steve Sarkisian and the staff in the football facility at the University of Texas. And this will be Texas putting their very best foot forward on a defensive tackle that I think can be a difference maker. I think he's the best defensive tackle prospect in the portal right now. He's a guy that plays over the ball and will play over the ball at the NFL level, in my opinion. So, you know, I think that's a big one. Especially, obviously, with Jay Toya staying at UCLA, which surprised many. Kudos to UCLA for coming up in the game, I would call it. With Bill Norton now on the team, having committed to the University of Texas, he'll be officially on the team shortly. I think that's 170 snaps over the A gaps, 179 maybe or 78 over the B gaps. So he's a guy who played upwards 350 snaps last year at 6'5 and a half, 325. So he's going to have an important role with Texas. With Savea and Norton, they have two guys that will have important roles with Texas. We'll see who starts, who wins competitions. That'll play out and see what happens the rest of the portal. But still not out of the question. Even if Texas were to win out for Dominic Williams, we're not saying that. Let's see how things play out. There will be other visits after Texas unless he shuts it down. Texas might not be done. They're still – look, if they found a third guy this spring out of the portal – it's not out of the question they would take that guy. I'm not sure that guy's appeared yet, so we'll see what happens. But I think Dominic Williams, with Jay Toya sticking at UCLA, I think Dominic Williams is even that much more important for Texas.
Yep, he absolutely is. Now, we had talked all week, and last week even, about Texas also saying, yes, we would go big game hunting, essentially, in the portal.
Yeah.
That now looks like that big game may be at corner.
Yeah.
And other than Tecario Davis, we don't know of one that would be considered big game at this point in the portal. You agree with that?
I agree with that right now. Let's see. We got, 6 days left? See who jumps in the portal between now and then. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. I think Tecario Davis is the guy right now.
All right, Jerry, I want to switch and talk a little bit about regular recruiting, high school recruiting. It's my understanding that that we're on the precipice of the coaches getting back out on the road, but this week they're not quite out on the road. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So I think the plan this week, obviously Dominic Williams on campus, so multiple coaches are going to be there. But I think the plan this week for Texas is kind of stay in house, continue to build out those spring travel plans. A lot of communication with top targets in the 25 class this week. Continue watching some video on some of those 26s. Then hit the road next week. The spring evaluation period began April 15th, runs through May 30th, but that doesn't mean you can be on the road all those days. You have a certain amount of days you can be out with each coach. They can see prospects one time, not multiple times this spring. So it's a balancing act. It's a scheduling act around when teams have spring practice. Some teams do not have spring practice. You're just going to watch the athletic period workout or afternoon workout, maybe a football workout that's not a padded spring practice. And then kind of when do teams end spring? What areas of the country do they end spring a little earlier? Or who started spring a little earlier and end it? Or who goes through mid-late May in the state of Florida? They go through mid-May more and have those big spring games in the state of Florida or jamborees where you can see multiple teams. So I think that you're going to see the Texas staff really working I-10 from coast to coast. And starting next week and in May, I think you'll see a few more 26 offers go out. In May, trying to get guys to campus for the elite camp in early June or that second weekend in June camp, which a lot of times is OLDL. So I think that's what you're going to see. I think it's a really big spring on the road for Kenny Baker because he's the one coach that hasn't seen a lot of guys in person. Johnny Nansen has seen all the guys in person because he was at the DC at Arizona and on the road a little earlier and it's seen, you know, the Josiah Sharma. He had been recruiting me at Arizona. Kenny Baker, outside of the Texas visit, hasn't seen Josiah Sharma in a workout environment. So Kenny Baker, big spring for him as he goes out to Folsom and sees Josiah Sharma, as he goes to O'Galley and sees Brandon Brown and goes around and sees all these top D-line targets for Texas. He's met with Zion Williams. He'll get to watch him in practice. So this is a big spring for Kenny Baker. I wouldn't be shocked. I'll say this. I don't think Aiden Nanning is going to be the last 2025 offer we see either. I think a couple of guys are going to pop up that Texas really wants to try to get in on or feels like it would be a good fit. But I think 2026 kids, there's going to be multiple offers in May. But I think the staff will get out on the road starting next week.
This one, super chat real quick, coming in from Juan. Is this Terry Joseph? There are rumors to that Sark wanted to keep Brooks. Sark needs to get rid of Terry Joseph. Look, guys, this isn't true. This is Steve Sarkisian's team. So if he wants to get rid of Terry Joseph, that's up to Steve Sarkisian. But don't push it down on assistant coaches. And I mean that with all due respect. And you know, you guys know how high I revere Steve Sarkisian. He would tell you the same thing. I mean, he knows the buck stops with him. And if that deal wanted to get done, then it would have got done. I think that the reality of it is a lot of people in here also saying J.S. Hooper, big miss on Jabbar Muhammad from Washington, who ended up at Oregon. Not necessarily, because Texas wouldn't promise him a starting spot. And here's the issue. He also is a 5'9" corner. They're looking for a bigger corner to go into the SEC with. He would have ended up playing at the boundary most likely with Manny Muhammad moving over to the field. Right, Jerry? I mean, so keep in mind, this isn't just because they have cornerback next to their name. It's not the same thing. Here's a good question, Jerry, I think, real quick, from Tetapari. Does Texas kick the tires on Michigan State DL Derek Harmon, 6'5", 359 pounds, as insurance? That's an interesting name because it is one that we've heard.
Yeah, you know, we'll see on that. I don't think so right now, but we'll see. Look, I think it could be a disruptor. If things go well with Dominic Williams, I think it could be maybe even a disruptor if there's somebody that fits the bill. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if Texas wants to go 6'5", 360 right now. I think there's some things they're looking for. But there's obviously multiple guys from Michigan State in the portal, right, that play defensive line too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's several, a lot of them right now. But it seems like Jonathan Smith in his first year in East Lansing kind of clearing the deck at some point. Hold on a second. This one's from Corey J. Players who jump in the portal don't have to commit to a school before the portal closes, do they? No, they do not. They do not. They have actually until classes begin to make a decision. But obviously, they're going to want to be there in June starting to work out. So you just have to enter the portal by midnight or 11:59 on April 30th to be eligible to enter the portal. A lot of things that have to be that need to be said here, too, Jerry, as it relates to the portal. It's not that easy to get guys that are three-year or juniors going to be seniors into school at various places. A lot of people want these, you know, seniors to be to come in. They have to figure out how many class hours are going to transfer. It's something that Andrew Makuba, for instance, really had to work through. Trey Moore had to work through. That's harder to do. And I want to say this. That's harder to do after a full year. Both Makuba and Trey Moore came in at mid-year. And so if you're looking for a longer or another guy that is going into their senior year, it's going to be extra hard after an additional semester where they have to then take many more hours in summertime as well. All right. Hey, Jerry, other things that we're looking for in recruiting right now, is it next week, is it just pretty much portal and maybe a few recruiting, high school recruit kind of things? Or, I mean, what do you think overall?
Yeah, no, I think that's – I think evaluation is the big part. And just have it being seen by the top targets, right? Those school visits, just being out for the spring practices, continue to be seen there, visiting with the high school coaches, et cetera. I think that's what's really big coming up here next week. I mean, look, I'm not saying two or three guys couldn't move off June timelines coming up. We'll see if that happens. There's some – you know, there's a lot of chatter. But we'll see what happens. I think there's definitely some guys leaning to Texas. Now, how many would move off their timeline? How many would stick with right before the season after June visits? Most kids want to take a couple official visits before they do something. That doesn't mean every kid. I mean, Ricky Stewart backed off of that, right? So Texas had a couple of guys back off of that. So we'll see what happens. But I think there's some big visits coming up. I mean, look, look at a guy, you know, Aiden Anding and a Myron Charles for me. So Texas offered – Terry Joseph did a good job identifying Aiden Anding up at Ruston High after he really tore up the Dallas Under Armour Combine, offered him. They got him on campus quick. Texas hadn't been up to Ruston High to see him yet. This will be a first time. Myron Charles, the D lineman out of Port Charlotte, Jeff Banks, went through in late January and offered Myron Charles. He gets on campus with a 7-on-7 team out of Florida, has a great visit. He's now scheduled to officially visit May 31st through June 2nd. Now Kenny Baker will get to go down to Port Charlotte, see him. I think those are some really key visits for Texas. Not that it's a make or break.
Go ahead, Bobby. You're coughing there. I get it when you're talking this much because of all the things that's going on. We broke in here with a special report because Terrence Brooks, a year starter at Texas last year as a true sophomore, played some in the Alamo Bowl the year before against Washington, had a good game there, played for the Longhorns this year, this past year as a starter, adjacent to Ryan Watts and Manny Muhammad. He has entered his name into the NCAA transfer portal. This is a situation that we heard about yesterday. Subsequent to a meeting, it sounds like this has now come to pass. We also have a couple of questions about this, Jerry, one of which comes, I believe, here, let me get back to this. Is this final, basically, was the question. And I can't find it right now, but is this final? Well, here's the, Chip from Champ Bailey. Could Brooks change his mind, or do y'all know if this is a done deal? It's a done deal. Steve Sarkisian said that once you enter, you're gone. There's no, we're going to wait and see if you come back. because once you make it final and do that, he's done the same thing with Billy Walton, you know, and others as well. We'll see if things change. But I would say 99.9% chance this is completely over and done with. Would you agree with that assessment, Jerry?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not putting 100% on anything, but yeah, I think so. I would think that's a done deal. And people are asking, we have a lot of people coming in. Takario Davis. Yeah, I think he's the number one guy for Texas. We'll see what happens. He's the number one guy for a lot of people. He's a national type of recruit in the portal out of Arizona. He's the 6'3", long limb guy that can really run vertically that you need in the SEC to cover these longer outside wide receivers. So we'll see what happens with Takario Davis. He's got a lot of people interested in him, as you can imagine. So we've had that question come up, as a lot of people have joined in. We've had Cormani McClain continue to come up. That's not a path I would go down, but I'm not the coaching staff at Texas, but that's not one I would go. That's not one I would go down, honestly. So I do think it's a big few weeks coming up for Texas, because if you get somebody who is if you get somebody that fits what you need, you can actually upgrade the position. If you don't, then you have a little bit of a depth issue. So we'll see what happens. It's a big couple of weeks coming up. Now, let's also mention this, because Zeke Kim brought up a Santana Wilson coming. He's coming in this summer. He's the one defensive back that wasn't an early enrollee. For those wondering about Santana Wilson, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Manny Muhammad, so don't take my words and run with them. The message boards everywhere. What I'm saying is there's a similarity in that he's a really good technician, just like Manny Muhammad is. There's some similarities in size, athleticism, and that they're both technicians. So I like Santana Wilson quite a bit. Now, Manny Wilson came in and was so physical early on to go with him being a really good technician. And the other thing with Manny Muhammad that we know at Texas, he may be the first guy in the film room and the last to leave. He's that level guy. So on the surface, him and Santana have a lot of similarities. We'll see how that carries over to Power Five football.
All right. A couple other things. I do not know that this will be the last big name player that leaves Texas on the defensive side of the ball or offensive side of the ball. Now, I don't expect any big name players on offense to go, but I think you'll hear some other names potentially go in that direction. Not necessarily starters, though. So let me preface that. Some people are mentioning some other players in the chat right now. I'm not going to say that, but will unlikely be the last one to make a decision to go elsewhere. So let's just leave it at that. Here's a question from Jeff Coker. What about Curtis Perry from Bama? No, it will not be anyone from another SEC school.
Yep.
The SEC has a rule that Texas is now abiding by, that players have to come in at mid-year to go to another SEC school. So even if Curtis Perry signed with Texas, he would not be able to play for Texas until 2025. So I don't see Steve Sarkisian going in that direction.
And by the way, we should talk about that too with a Terrence Brooks. He's not going to the SEC. Anybody that jumps in the portal now at Texas, they aren't going to end up in the SEC unless they're willing to sit out a year, which somebody might do. It's not out of the question. Take a redshirt year.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. All right, we will end this session of the recruiting breakdown, but we're going to take a couple more questions. First, I want to say thank you to Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. He is your insurance agent, the only one you need if you're in Central Texas. Everything from your home, car, and boat to your motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders office today, 512-218-8571. With more than 35 years of experience, I said 33 the last time, you will have that with Texas alum Mark Saunders. If you're looking for someone local, give him a call, 512-218-8571. Thanks, Mark, for your support of On Texas Football. It was good seeing him out there on Wednesday at the Posse East, having fun with other guys. Jerry, a couple other questions that I had for you. What does this do for the perception of Texas in the secondary? Does it affect recruiting any way whatsoever there, or is that just something that Texas is going to have to deal with right now?
You know, I don't think it does. I think the one thing is winning trumps all things. Yeah, Texas is about to have 8-9 guys drafted in the NFL draft. They went to the college football playoff last year. They're going to the SEC. I don't think it does, in my opinion. So we'll see if anything pops up with that. But I don't think it does. I don't think it hurts Dallas and DFW. I mean, look, who's going to garner more attention? Colin Simmons getting 6-7 sacks this year? Or somebody who left?
Yep.
And how many guys are going to be starting from DFW on the Texas team? That actually might be a show. So how many guys are going to be starting from DFW? I mean, it's a lot.
Here's the answer. Winning cures all. Win, and they won't talk about who left. You know what I mean? That's absolutely the reality. This is going to be the last one here. Mike Hunt, do we expect any more starters to enter the portal? Do we expect any more starters to enter the portal? As of last night, no. But again, there are more more discussions happening. Steve Sarkisian said every year after spring ball, he meets with all the players and discusses that. But as of last night, the answer was no. This was the only one that I had heard of. So
yeah, that's and by the way, just to reset, everybody's wondering about names. Takario Davis, the corner out of Arizona, it's in the portal. I think he's the top target right now. We'll see if anybody else jumps in the portal. I would expect Texas will push to try to get him on campus. We'll see when that happens. He's got a lot of people coming after him. The 6'3 corner out of Arizona who had 15 PBUs on that Arizona defense last year that won 10 games. Obviously familiar with Nansen, familiar with Savea. Bill Norton. So yeah, does that mean he's going to Texas? No, it doesn't. It's a battle. He's a really, really good player. He's a future draft pick.
This is another question to mention here, or another comment. Jahdae Barron did get some first team reps over Terrence Brooks this spring at cornerback. Barron wanting to work at cornerback a little bit. This could mean Barron might move out to corner full time. I don't know. Could get more time out there for sure. Jalen Gilbo had a great spring as well at Star, so maybe this precipitated that. But it's not necessarily all of what happened, according to my understanding. Texas just not willing to go there with Terrence Brooks on some stuff that he wanted in the deal, so to speak. So anyways, that'll do it for this episode of the Recruiting Breakdown live edition with Jerry Hamilton because of this information breaking today. Terrence Brooks headed out to headed to the transfer portal, a starter for the Longhorns. That's the first starter Texas has lost to the transfer portal this year. Like and subscribe to this YouTube video for more of the best Longhorn coverage. You also get automatic notifications when we go live like this. And also, if you're interested, please join us on TexasFootball.com. That is our
That's where you put out the news last night that somebody was a starter was probably going to enter a portal.
Yeah, absolutely. Become an OTF OG if you get a chance. We do not post everything we can on video immediately. So if you want immediate updates, timely updates, etc., we're going to do those there as well as video. We don't hold back on video or anything like that. Right. But this is also about joining our club. Come hang out with us, talk a little football with you, with us, as well as other like-minded Longhorn fans.
And Longhorn live stream tonight. Rod Babers will have a lot to discuss about Terrence Brooks and this move and what that means to him for the Texas secondary.
Yeah, it should be good stuff because Rod is the secondary guru. All right, Jerry, thanks for doing this today. Guys, again, Terrence Brooks to the NCAA transfer portal. We'll have more tonight on the Longhorn live stream and on TexasFootball.com. Hook 'em.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.